Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report live for Thursday, April 9th, and we have an amazing show lined up for you today with Carl Gallops. And Carl's a remarkable author. Of course, we've had Carl on for a number of years now. His initial book we had Carl talking about was The Magic Man in the Sky, an excellent way to kind of get through the principles of what Jesus is all about. And I like one of the quotes from one of our pastors here at North Coast Church. He says, "The red letter Bible and the words of Jesus are God for dummies." I like that term. And then his second book is called The Rabbi Who Found Messiah. Interesting, amazing story. We've had him on a number of times talking about that. And I expect to have Carl back many times to discuss his newest book, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation, Final Warning. And that's it shows an angel with a large, long trumpet, or two angels actually, blowing their trumpets from the sky. And these are not wimpy angels. You can tell they're strong angels, so obviously something major is happening. I like his approach when I read his book. His approach is as a locksmith, taking a checklist, being a high priest in the tower, as they say, a watchman for God, and looking at the Bible as a mathematical equation, where it says in 2 Peter 2:10, "And no scripture is of private interpretation," which means the Bible interprets itself. If you understand the corollaries that are present throughout the scriptures, it will interpret itself, and you can't throw away scriptures such as one-third of the Bible being prophetic and not understand the gospel or any other aspect of the Bible. And now it says in Daniel, "Go your way, Daniel, but many will run to and fro across the face of the earth, and knowledge will greatly increase until the time of the end. It is sealed from Daniel, but not from us." And what I see here in Carl's book is an unsealing. Carl, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. It's always an honor to be with you, and thank you for your kind and gracious words.
Let's get into some of the basic principles behind why he wrote the book in the first place and why he saw this particular need, because there's a lot of, apostasy in the church, a lot of confusion. A lot of churches, especially the larger churches, are afraid to get into the prophetic word. Yeah. But in fact, we are the people of the end. If you're even just a logical person and a non-religious person, but an honest person, which doesn't necessarily go together. But if you're an honest person, and you looked at the facts of where civilization is going, it's terminal. If you were an ancient archaeologist coming from another world 10 million years from now looking at the planet Earth, and you were to see the debris of an ancient civilization that died and didn't go on, and of course God promises that there will be a civilization to go on because he wants the people on the face of the earth to worship him forever, you'd have to say that this civilization killed itself because of the kind of evil that was going on and the unoneness, which is the term I use for evil, which is lack of oneness, which Jesus preached. And I'd like you to kind of explain why he wrote the book in the first place and what are the basic principles you used to write it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Bill. Listen, that's an excellent way to start the program. God bless you for asking me that. Yeah, this book is not something that I pulled out of my hip pocket to write a sensational book. Now, there's a lot of stuff in it that's pretty daggum sensational. As you know, you've read it.
Right.
And if people have not followed this and have not seen these things, they're going to be blown away by what they read in this book. Now, millions of people around the world are seeing the same things that I'm seeing. I'm not the first to ever speak to these things. I'm probably the first to put it in a book and be published by a major publisher. But I've been following these key word associations in the Word of God, and particularly in the book of Revelation, for over a quarter of a century now, preaching and teaching, researching, and meticulously resourcing these things with impeccable resources, secular resources even. In other words, I don't try to prove the Bible only by the Bible. And so people have been asking me for years, write this in a book. book. Show us your resources. This is amazing stuff you're uncovering. And, you know, put this down. So I've hesitated to do it, Dr. Bill, because I knew it would be a mammoth undertaking. But about a year ago, the Holy Spirit just got all over me. I finally went to work on it, wrote it down, submitted it to my publishers. My publishers read the manuscript. They're WND Books out of Washington, D.C. They said, oh, my gosh, yes, this, the world has to see this. So they printed it. And right. I'm telling you, Dr. Bill, this book has only been out a little over 1 month. It has already been an Amazon top 100 bestseller. It's been number 61 out of 17 million books. It has been on back order at Amazon for 3.5 weeks. It is now in its third printing. The publishers are feverishly trying to produce more books to get them to Amazon. Bookstores have sold out everywhere. The book has gone all over the world. It's in China. It's in the underground church in China being preached and taught from there. We have operatives on the ground in China who are telling us this. They've witnessed it. People all over the world are getting the message of this book, that we may be in the final days before the return of the Lord. The trumpets of God are blowing, many people believe, and I'll explain later on what that means. And so that's why right. I wrote the book. It's called Final Warning, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation. And you know, Dr. Bill, I'm not a date setter. I'm not a prophet of doom. I don't run around claiming the sky is falling. But like you so brilliantly said, anybody with any common sense at all who knows anything about the Bible and anything about history, you have to know that we're living in the end times. I mean, Israel's back in the land. Jerusalem has been recaptured. The nations of the world are aligning themselves against Israel. The United States is turning its back on Israel. Iran and Russia and China are all in cahoots together. Turkey and Syria. I mean, this is biblical prophecy 101, and it's unfolding before our eyes, and we're the only generation in history to see these things happen. That's why I wrote the book, and it is resounding around the world, Dr. Bill.
The people should start to grasp is this, there are a number of different, if you want to call it, interpretations and revelations of the two witness groups that you talk about, the olive tree and the lampstand. And I want to kind of expand on that so we can understand. This is how the, quote, final grace is given to the world, through the olive tree and the lampstand. Explain that and why these two witnesses. Of course, this is the principle in God's court, in the ancient Hebrew courts, that if you're going to be condemned, you had to have two witnesses come before the court of the kings. That's what they talked about, the court of the kings, and witness against you. And in a sense, the world is being witnessed by the olive tree and the lampstand, and they're God's witnesses against planet Earth and humanity.
Right. Well, Dr. Bill, you know, you and I have talked off air about this, and this is fascinating, and I'm going to answer your question and tell you the things that I uncover and reveal, and then I know you have more to add to the richness of that, because you were elucidating and educating me as we were talking on the phone a little while ago. So thank you for asking me this question. Yes. Now I want to say to your listeners, Dr. Bill, I know I'm aware and you are aware that there are several different schemes of interpreting Revelation and end times prophecy, or the big fancy word, eschatology. I know that. And I'm right. I'm not here to offend anyone. I know there are different eschatological schemes. I do not come from a pre-tribulation rapture scenario understanding, but, you know, I admit in my book I could be wrong. I'm not so arrogant to think that I've got it all nailed down. But as I said, millions of people around the world are seeing these things in the same way that I am. That doesn't make us right, but it does mean that I'm not standing out here alone. I'm not some kind of an idiot, because what I do
let me support you, though, in that I let the words of the Bible
unlock their own meanings. This is that mathematical
right.
equation. This is that contextual, biblical, linguistic equation you were talking about as we began this interview. And you're so right. I'm appalled at the apostasy that's ripping through our churches, Dr. Bill, because people come to passages of Scripture and they interpret them by their own. They interject an interpretation into it, or if they go to sources outside of the Bible. So anyway, let me get back to your question. So in Revelation chapter 11, verse 4, here's what the Bible says.
Right.
In fact, in verse 3 and 4, it says, "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Now listen to verse 4. "These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. Now, that is huge. That's a key. That's a code, because John gives us, he doesn't say they are like or they are similar to or here is an idea. He said the two witnesses are the two olive trees and the two lampstands. Now, listen to this mathematical formula. The two are
keep that thought. We'll be right back after the break.
You may have heard about taking silver supplements for better health, but not all silver supplements are alike. Silver 100 with OptiSilver from NutriMedical.com is an ionic silver citrate complex and is unparalleled as the most powerful pathogen killer available. Silver 100 with OptiSilver is not colloidal silver or nanoparticle silver. It's better, and here's why. Silver 100 is thousands of times stronger than any other silver product available and is far more efficient than all other forms of silver, including colloidal silver. And because of its superior efficiency, Silver 100 with OptiSilver is more economical. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness by using Silver 100 with OptiSilver from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Mm-hmm.
we're back to, you couldn't hear that bumper. So we're going to continue with your explanation about the two olive trees and the two lampstands. This is important information.
Yes.
It explains a lot because it's by these two witnesses or witness groups, which are two olive trees and two lampstands, that the witness against mankind and the planet Earth is brought by God to either repentance and saving man, or as it says in chapter 5 of Mark, lest those days be short, no flesh would survive. We're coming to a time in history where anybody who's just honest realizes that we're a terminal civilization, and without the interdiction of the Most High God through his two witness groups, the two lampstands and the two olive trees, mankind is finished.
Yes. No, I agree. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to explain this. I want to say some preliminary things up front before I get into this.
Yeah.
First of all, my book is much more detailed than what I'm going to have the opportunity to do here. I want your listeners to know that. Secondly, I want your listeners to know
that
I try to be very humble and very objective in the writing of my book and in my preaching and teaching of all of this. As I said, I've been doing this for 30 years, so this is not something new to me.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it before my own peers and peer review and before crowds and crowds of people all over the world, so I'm comfortable in speaking of it, but I just want your audience to know when we come to Revelation chapter 11 verse 4, John says, he gives us key words. It's like in trumpet 3, he says the name of this is Wormwood. In trumpet 5, he says the name of this king is Apollyon or Abaddon. In trumpet 6, he says, and this will happen on the Euphrates River. I mean, those are huge key clues. You get to Revelation 11 and it says the two witnesses are the two olive trees and the two lampstands. Now, I tell people who want to come up with all these fanciful interpretations of Revelation, I say, look, put this thing in context. First of all, this was written 2,000 years ago to the first century church by a man sitting on a rock island when they were riding camels and walking everywhere they went. He was thrust 2,000 years into the future, at least to our lifetime and beyond. Everything he saw had to look like science fiction to him. Yet, he described it with the best words he had, as well as clues and keywords that were given to him by the Holy Spirit and by the angel along the way. Write this down, John. The name of it is Wormwood. Write this down, John. The person that's going to do all of this, his name is Apollyon, Abaddon. Write this down, John. This war will occur on the Euphrates River, and it's spiritual. There are four angels bound there. Write this down, John. The two witnesses are the olive trees and the lampstand, the two olive trees and the two lampstands. So, now, when the first church, the first century church, got this letter, there were a lot of things that had not happened yet and were reserved only for the end time generation, but yet they understood that the key message of it was, if you belong to Jesus, you win. Okay? But when you came to this about the two witnesses, there are words used here that not only the early church would have understood completely and thoroughly, but the two words, olive tree and lampstand, are defined in the Bible, in both the Old and New Testament. And in the New Testament, the word olive, word lampstand is defined right in the same book, the book of Revelation. The word lampstand is also given again in Zechariah chapter 4. The olive tree is spoken of in Zechariah 4, and it's spoken of in Romans chapter 11. And the understanding of the two witnesses that have become one is spoken of in great detail in Ephesians chapter 2 and 3. So, the early church would have known all of this, Dr. Bill, and this is what I tell people, modern students, you know, we want to interpret everything through fanciful interpretations and an Americanized, westernized version, and they forget to just let the Bible interpret the Bible. Start there. Now, I'm going to say to your audience, it's possible that these olive trees and lampstands will be represented by two literal men in the last days, coming in the spirit of Moses and Elijah and all of that. I have no problem with that. I say that in my book. However, forget that for just a moment, because that is not said in Revelation. Now, it's alluded to, but it is not said these two are Moses and Elijah. But I tell you what it does say. It says these two are the olive tree and the lampstand. Now, in Romans chapter 11, the olive tree is defined as Israel. And not necessarily political Israel, not necessarily geographical Israel, but it's defined as spiritual Israel. And the olive tree is spoken of as as the people of God, through whom the promise of Abraham came, the blessing to the world, the people of God, and the natural branches are those that are a part of Israel, Jews, if you will, Hebrews, who are receiving that Messiah is Christ, like Paul, and in all of the early church for the first couple of decades. They were all Hebrews. And the olive tree is defined as that spiritual Israel, but then he speaks of the branches that are grafted in, and then he defines, those are Gentiles. That's the rest of the world that's going to hear the gospel through the preaching of the early church, which was primarily Jewish. And he says, now those are grafted in. And then he gets in Ephesians chapter 2 and 3, and he speaks of the two, the Jew and the Gentile, who have now become one building, one temple, one sanctuary, Jesus as the cornerstone, built up in the Holy Spirit to become this mighty, powerful witness of God to the world. Now, the olive tree is defined by the Scriptures as spiritual Israel. If you will, in the last days, the witness of the returned Israel. We're watching the witness of the olive tree before our eyes, Dr. Bill. 2,500-year-old prophecy that came about in 1948. In 1967, Jerusalem is recaptured, and now we're watching the nations of the world align against her, and all of these things happening. The witness of the olive tree is before the eyes of the world. We're living in the last days. Now, he also says another one of the witnesses to the world will be the lampstand. Well, you go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. This is the same book that Revelation 11 is in, and the definition is given. John says, and the angel said to me, and the lampstand, the lampstands are the seven churches. So if you put it singularly, the lampstand is the church. And then when you get to Revelation chapter 3, the church of Philadelphia, they're actually told, if you don't turn back to your first love, your lampstand will be removed. So guess what we discover it also is? It's the witness of the church. Well, that's what Revelation 11:4 says. Let me tell you, he says what the witness to the world is. It's a returned Israel and the gospel-preaching church. It's the olive tree and the lampstand. And by the way, Paul says in Ephesians 2 and 3, the two have become one. Now, we go to Zechariah 4. And we hear about the olive tree with the two golden pipes coming out of it flowing into a lampstand. And most conservative commentators for hundreds of years have interpreted that to mean, wow, the Holy Spirit and the Christ, the Word of God and the prophets that flowed out of, those are the two golden pipes that flow out of Israel, the promise to Abraham, and produces the lampstand, which is the church. And of course, Paul elucidates on that in Romans 11, Ephesians 2 and 3, and the whole book of Galatians. And so we read from Zechariah 4, and the most conservative commentators in the world have known for years and have written for years that the olive tree and the lampstand represent the birth of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the gospel message, the coming of the Christ that flowed out of Israel, which was the promise of God to Abraham.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Welcome back, and we are struggling with, of course, a bumper, but we're doing very well. You're getting a lot of good information, Carl. What basically is you're saying is that God has to be a righteous God and a good God. For example, a lot of people mistake a lot of things in the Bible, and they don't understand. Said on the break, I would say 98% of Christians believe that Jesus is their Savior. They believe he was the incarnation of the Most High God in the flesh. That's what his name in Hebrew means. Yahashua means the breath that saves. Yah. The breath that saves. In other words, the incarnation of the Father in the flesh. And on the other hand, his name was called Emmanuel by the angel that came to Mary. They would explain that he was bringing what's called God knowledge to planet Earth and to mankind. But he also said, when I return, you shall be as I am. And he's literally saying, qualitatively, you're not going to be different. You will have the indwelling of the Most High God in you. And when you hear and do God's will, Shema, you will be the bride of God, and you have a scepter. And I believe that we have been ruling and reigning for 2,000 years, two millennia, but very few Christians have picked up their scepter and made him Lord.
Yeah,
I would say probably maybe a few percent.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's brilliantly stated. And would you like me to finish my understanding of the two witnesses into what you're saying?
I want you to do that, because I think what I see is the biggest problem in the church. We wonder why, when we're heading to 2016, there's a persecution of church and righteousness, like the situation in Indiana about trying to protect religious right of Christians. And we see Christians around the world being persecuted and beheaded in the Middle East and around the world. I think it's because the church is asleep. Most people, Christians, believe that Jesus is their Savior, but very few make him their Lord.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And listen, what you just said, again, very brilliant, salient point that ties right into my understanding of the two witnesses. And it's not just my understanding. It's what the Bible says, and it, because it says that witnesses are the two olive trees and the two lampstands. And I want to tie up and put a bow on that, and then I want to explain what two and two means. I mean, that looks, that sounds like there's four witnesses. It says the two witnesses are four. But what does that mean? Well, I want to explain all that because the Bible gives the answer to all of it. First, Dr. Bill, please let me apologize to your audience. I want your precious audience to know that I'm not being rude. I'm not trying to overtalk you or your show. We've got some phone problems. It's on my end, and I'm not hearing the bumper music. And so
we just can't hear the bumper,
No, when you turn me loose,
we're actually getting right up for the last word.
And I know I've overtalked everything.
I'll give
everybody,
you a 10-second.
I want your audience to know I'm not being rude to Dr. Bill Beagle.
I can hear the bumper, so, I'll give you a 10-second. I think you can hear my voice.
Get close to bumper music, because I sure can't hear
exactly. If I hear the bumper, I'll say 10 seconds. How's that?
Okay, good. You got to scream it so I can hear it. The problem is on my end, not yours, but I apologize.
Yeah, you can,
anyway,
if you can hear me, then we're all set. I'm louder than the bumper. How's that?
Okay, good. All right, well, let's get back to this. So I left off by saying the Bible defines the Bible clearly. Now, again, there are multiple revelations and interpretations of prophecy fulfillment. So as I said, it could very well be that the two witnesses are also represented by two literal men. But I'm not even dealing with that right now. I'm just dealing with what the Bible says. The two witnesses are the two olive trees and the two lampstands. And I've shown you in Romans 11, the olive tree is spiritual Israel. No, there can be no denying that. In Zechariah chapter 4, the olive tree is where the two golden pipes come and flow into the lampstands. Most commentators understand there can be no denial. The olive tree there represents Israel, the spiritual elements that flow out of the promise of God to Abraham. Coming into the lampstand, which is the ultimate revelation and fulfillment of God's witness to the world in the last days, which is the church, Jew and Gentile, the two men becoming one together in the Lord, being built up with Jesus Christ as the head and the chief cornerstone. That's from Ephesians 2 and 3. So all of the clues are there. It's mathematical. There's locks. It's keys and locks and tumblers. But you've got to be familiar with what you're working with, and you have to stay inside the Bible. All right, now, it's important to understand this. So let's think about what we've discovered. So the olive tree is Israel, spiritual Israel, returned Israel in the last days. That's a witness. 1948, the witness stood before the world and said, "Here I am. There is a God in heaven. He is Yahweh. The Bible is His word. He is the only God. Has any other God ever done such a thing like this?" Deuteronomy chapter 4 says, to take one nation out of another nation and turn them into the most powerful nation. Has any other God ever done anything like this? "I have done this, declares the Lord, so that you will know that I am God, and beside me there is none other." In other words, returned Israel is God's witness to the world that He's on His way back, and here we go. Now, the other is the lampstand. Revelation 1:20, the lampstand is the church. Revelation 3, Philadelphia, the lampstand is the witness of the church. "I'll take your lampstand away if you don't return to your first love." So we hear in the Old Testament God continually saying to Israel, "You are to be my witness to the world. You are to be a light unto the Gentiles. You are to be a witness to the Gentiles." Then we get to the New Testament. Jesus says to the church, "You are to be a witness unto the nations, beginning first in Jerusalem, then into Judea, then to the ends of the earth. You are to be my witnesses, declares the Lord." Then we get to Revelation, and John just reemphasizes. He says, "Listen, the two witnesses in the last days, it's the olive tree and the lampstand. It's the returned spiritual Israel, and it's the lampstand. And by the way, the two are not four, but the two have become one. So you can speak of it, if you will, as two olive trees and or two lampstands. And if you key it all back mathematically to Zechariah 4, you understand that two pipes flow into the olive tree, flows out into the lampstand, so that the lampstand and the olive tree are connected together by Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Word of God and the prophecies of God. We are one in the same. You can call the church spiritual Israel, or you can call spiritual Israel the church. Paul is clear about that. We are all children of Abraham. We are all sons of Abraham if we are born again in Jesus Christ. So the bottom line is, and now I want to prove by what's happening in the world right now, You start there. If it winds up being two men in Jerusalem breathing fire down at the Wailing Wall, that's okay. But if you start with what the Bible says, the two primary witnesses of God in the very last days before the rapture of God's people is a returned Israel and the gospel-preaching church. Now think about it, Brother Bill. What's happening in the Middle East right now? ISIS, which is nothing more than a satanic manifestation of what Satan is doing. He knows his time is short. What is he attacking? He's burning, he's delivering to the flames, burning alive in cages, Christians, families, moms, dads, children, cutting off the heads of who? Christians, by the thousands, hundreds of thousands of Christians fleeing. That's the church. And what else is he aiming his sights at? A returned Israel. They want Israel annihilated. Iran has just said there is no negotiating. Israel must be annihilated. The two witnesses, Dr. Bill, the two objects of the hatred of the world right now is Christianity and the nation of Israel. And guess what Revelation 11:4 says? My two witnesses are a returned Israel and the church, and they will be hated in the last days. They will be hated by everyone, and they will be attacked, and they will be, quote, killed, metaphorically speaking, but at the sounding of the seventh trumpet, boom, they will be
he
taken
also says
up
that their bodies will lie
here with me in the clouds.
He also says their bodies will lie in the streets, which is like Sodom and Egypt.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a spiritual metaphor that we're going to be put down. We're going to be legislated against. We're going to be persecuted. Some are going to be killed, like Jesus told his disciples. If you're destined to go to prison, you will. If you're destined to be killed, you will. Some will flee to the mountains. Others will stand as martyrs. And it will be in those days when this Antichrist system will finally be fulfilled and decrees will be issued against Israel and the church, but somewhere in the midst of that, the trumpet blows, the final trumpet, and God's people are raptured. And I think that's a clear understanding of the mathematical formula of
five
God's
seconds.
Word.
Absolutely. See, I was better than the bumper this time, eh?
Yeah.
You may have heard about taking silver supplements for better health, but not all silver supplements are alike. Silver 100 with OptiSilver from NutraMedical.com is an ionic silver citrate complex and is unparalleled as the most powerful pathogen killer available. Silver 100 with OptiSilver is not colloidal silver or nanoparticle silver. It's better, and here's why. Silver 100 is thousands of times stronger than any other silver product available and is far more efficient than all other forms of silver, including colloidal silver. And because of its superior efficiency, Silver 100 with OptiSilver is more economical. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness by using Silver 100 with OptiSilver from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back. I'd like to get into hot button issues now that we've done developed a mathematical framework. And the first one I want to talk about, we talked about in the break. And I can say this, 25 years ago, because I have on my mother's side were Maronite Christians, which are basically ancient Cohens. My ancestor was, in fact, a Naima, which is from the Naami tribe in Isfahan, Iran. When the Medo-Persians took the Cohenic priests, they took them to Isfahan and they intermarried with the Medes, which are not Arabs, they're Caucasians, but they're from the Medians, which are right now in northern Iraq, which is, they call it Kurdistan or Kurd. What happened is they returned in the 5th century after Cyrus of Persia actually made a declaration because his mother was actually Hebrew. Most people may or may not know that. And he sent a declaration to rebuild the temple. And so our family were basically Cohenic priests that were, at the time, followers of Jesus in the Sanhedrin. And people need to understand that all the Ephraimic peoples, which are the 10 tribes of the north, were hauled off by the Medo-Persians and scattered like the Russians. They would rip the people out of the land and send them thousands of miles so they'd lose their language, their ancient religious books. And they had an apostate priesthood, which were the Druids. People need to know this from the Celtic peoples of Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Scandinavia, Denmark. These are all Ephraimic tribes. And what we have now in the state of Israel is we have literally the resurrection of this southern kingdom of Judah, which is the half-tribe of Benjamin, which means to build up the house of, and the Jews, Judah. So in a sense, the land of Israel is in a sense returned to the land like the fig tree in unbelief. Now, a lot of people don't understand this. When you wrote your book, which I thought was pretty remarkable, the rabbi who found Messiah, he didn't find it by becoming a Christian. He found it by using Kabbalism. But God will use all kinds of ways. In fact, appearing before Muslim clerics and Muslims, literally in their dreams or literally standing visions while they're awake. And he did this with this rabbi by using Kabbalism. He found the name of Yeshua, and of course he was considered very highly respected because he was over 100 years old, probably the most respected rabbi cleric. But people need to understand that the current Jews in Israel, including the ultra-Orthodox, these are, the closest way to describe them would be Harry Potter. They are wizards. They are not ancient Hebrews.
Right.
And they're Babylonian wizards, and people have to understand that these are apostate Jews like the Jews that return. But you see, God is the one who set this, not the people. He didn't say, I'm going to return you because you're going to become great believers and you'll follow and understand Jesus Christ was your Messiah and you missed him. No, no. They're going to return to the land in unbelief. So a lot of Christians get really obsessed and say, well, that's a terrible thing to say that the Jews are wizards. I'm sorry, but that's the facts.
Yeah.
And in fact, when I asked a rabbi to teach me back in New York from New York City 25 years ago, he had to tell me, because you're a Cohen, I'm going to tell you straight up, because you have the blood you have, that you're not like us, that you, that we rabbis and Jews are like Harry Potter. And people need to understand that. So God is returning them to the land because he's God and not us.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He says, and you shall not divide my land.
In my book, I spend quite a bit of time explaining Kabbalah. And as you know, Kabbalah is simply a Hebrew word, and it means to receive. And so there's a very innocent side to receiving from God, Kabbalah. That's all Kabbalah means. But then there's a very dark and demonic side, which, as you said, the more wizardry side that Judaism, Orthodox Judaism today has gotten into. That's why Madonna wanted to be a part of all of that, and the Orthodox Jews were mad that this Gentile woman was trying to copy their Kabbalah, their wizardry, but she was invoking the symbols of ancient Judaism and tattooing them on her body, wanting to receive the power. And, so it goes from a very innocent to receive.
Right.
That's all Kabbalah means. And you and I, look, we're interpreting Revelation. So when we get to Revelation, and Paul talks about, behold, I tell you a mystery. The mystery of God is this. And here's the mystery revealed. Well, we get to Revelation, and the two witnesses are the olive tree and the lampstand. Well, how do you receive the truth of that? Well, you have to unlock it. How? Mathematically. And through the Scriptures, let the Bible interpret the Bible, and then you receive the truth of God's Word through the Word. So that's Kabbalah, but that's biblical, that's contextual. That's
there's a biblical Kabbalah there.
Receiving.
But
as you said, the more modern Orthodox, they get into speaking to spirits and demons and receiving spirit guides, and they pronounce little rituals and little potions and magical incantations, and it's more like
they refer to,
a lot of Christians don't understand that.
Yeah, they refer to Solomon as a wizard in control of demonic hordes.
Yeah,
people don't understand that, and people, oh my God, you're kidding, Dr. Deagle. I said, well, you have to understand their apostasy. Now, the reason why I lay that groundwork is that God is sending two witness people. So we'll say, how can this people, like the Jews that are apostate now, witness? There, it's going to be Messianic Jews. In other words, Jews who are of genetic heritage of Judah, who actually receive Messiah as the Messiah, as not only their Savior, but their Lord.
Yes, and I think that's what it means by two olive trees. First of all, there's the witness of the returned Israel. That's a promise of God. There it is in the Middle East. There it is, the center of Satan's attack, the center of Islam's attack. There is the witness of God. And then secondly, Messianic Jews, Jews who are turning to Jesus Christ. Yitzhak Kateri, the rabbi that found Messiah, the biggest rabbi in Israel's modern history, proclaims at his death that Jesus is Messiah. So there's a witness to the world, and Jews are coming to Christ through that revelation. And so the two olive trees, a returned geographical Israel, and then the spiritual Israel of Jews, Hebrews, who are coming to Christ, who are coming to Jesus as Messiah.
Exactly.
That's a witness of God's glory in the last days. And then those two gave birth to the lampstand. And the lampstand is made up of both Jew and Gentile. So there's your two. And that's what Paul talks about in Ephesians 2 and 3 when he said the two men have become one.
Yeah, I think of the two compartments within Christianity nowadays is those where basically all Christians think that Jesus is their Savior. But only the Philadelphia Christians believe that he's their Lord. It says in all the other ones, you have lost your first love. In other words, God acts like he has a marriage relationship with the bride of Christ, which is us. Which means we also have a scepter because, in a sense, we have the power of the Most High when we follow his will. And the Philadelphian church, to me, are rising. What you're doing right now, you're acting as a Philadelphian, which means you have all the lights of the lampstand written alive and light. But the most important light is to start bringing people under lordship.
Yeah.
And that to me is the real key to this whole thing. We're seeing Messianic Christians turning back and understanding that their Messiah was Yeshua HaMashiach. They're realizing also that even most Jews, for example, I've had many Jewish rabbis on my program over the years that have said without, and I wrote, there was a book written called Christian Revival for Israel Survival. Do you remember who wrote that book?
No, but I know that title. Remind me, who wrote it?
I'm going to leave it and see if you can remember it, okay?
Okay.
If people Google that, it says Christian Revival for Israel Survival. You can actually pull that up. Now, the reason why I say that is even Jews who haven't accepted Messiah now know, they know in their heart, without a Christian revival, the state of Israel will be destroyed. We see that here in America where we have basically an antichrist president. We have he puts his finger up, which means, you know, it's basically saying I'm serving Allah.
Right.
That's when he puts his hand up and he crosses his thumb over his middle finger and points his index finger to the sky. He says, you know, Allah be praised is what it basically means.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So when you see a president walking around with a smirk on his face, pointing his finger to the sky,
right.
He's not pointing his middle finger, he's pointing his index to the sky and saying, Allah be praised.
Right, I agree. So, hey, I remember who wrote the book. Avi Lifkin,
right.
Or Victor Mordecai,
right.
As he's
Avi's
known.
Exactly, Avi Lifkin. And Avi is a good friend of mine. In fact, I went to Israel in 1999 to bring cases of books to his wife who were printed in America back to his wife's apartment and condo in North Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And I've known Avi for many, many years now. And
yeah,
Avi's
been in my church before. He has spoken in my church. And
right.
Now, I've been on my radio program several times. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the most remarkable Jew that I've ever talked about that actually talks about Jesus is Sid Roth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, Sid Roth, yeah. Who also is a very good friend of mine. So.
Thank you for having me on today, Dr. Bill.
We need to get you back on. Stay right there. We're going to rebook for another time because I'll tell you, this story needs to go on. Is to say, right now, when you hear the trumpet blast in your spirit, you're hearing the voice of your book and the words spoken in this show today are the trumpet blast, as it says in the Bible, of the end of the age.
Thank you.
It's God's spirit saying,
before our eyes right now.
Exactly. God bless everyone listening. Keep praying, as I say, for the unfolding and the resurrection of the state, the two witnesses, the two populations, Messianic believers and the Philadelphia Christians, that know that Jesus is not just their Savior, but their Lord. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Hey everyone, you know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept. It'll be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.